Malala Yousafzai, at 17 years old, has become the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner for her work promoting girls' education in Pakistan for several years. She made world headlines when she was shot in the head by the Taliban in 2012. Malala shares this year's prize with Indian children rights campaigner Kailash Satyarthi. In announcing the winners Friday, the Norwegian Nobel Committee said the prize was awarded for their struggle against the suppression of children and young people for the right of all children to an education. The Nobel Committee said it regards as an important point for a Hindu and a Muslim, an Indian and a Pakistani to join in a common struggle for education and extremism. UNICEF is the lead agency on the United Nations Girls' Education Initiative, working to narrow the gender gap in primary and secondary education. UNICEF spokesman Dale Rutstein tells VOA's Francis Alonso that Malala winning the prize will get people talking about the priority of girls' education and protecting children from violence.
In the case of Malala, you know, for a few years now, she has been one of the most visible human rights and child rights voices in Pakistan. But the impact of this, I think, is that it's harder to forget what she's saying. I've worked in UNICEF for more than 20 years, and one of the things I can tell you universally about is that as much as we all love children, we also forget about them very quickly when it comes to deciding how money should be spent, how laws should be made, and how priorities should be set. We tend to really drop the ball when it comes to doing the right thing for children over and over and over again. Will it actually change the way governments work? Not right away, but it's another step forward.
How can groups really take this moment to push the effort forward?
I think everyone should remember what Malala has suffered and how courageous she is and how difficult it has been for her to fight for the rights of girls to be educated. You know, in her homeland, people want to kill her and threaten her and shut her up for advocating for something which I think every human being recognizes is an absolute right and priority. Why does that threaten us? Why does someone like Malala challenge the powers that be to such a degree? I think we should all reflect on that long and hard, and also remember that it isn't just in one country. In reality, girls are the bottom of the ladder everywhere. And why is that? Perhaps advocates for girls' rights are not being shot in the head everywhere, but in China, they face retribution from their government. People who are speaking out for the rights of girls and women everywhere, they're a great threat. We need to really reflect why that is.
She's relatively young. I mean, she's a teenager still.
But, you know, maybe it takes such an unusual story to cut through and to tip the scales in favor of change and progress. If nothing else happens as a result of this, the world will spend a few moments reflecting on why it's so important for children's rights to be protected.
Both of the winners from India and from Pakistan, that sends quite a big statement in a big way that Asia has big issues.
South Asia really does come up in the news over and over again about the difficulties that girls and women face in very male-dominated societies. Think of how the religious orthodoxy in Pakistan and Afghanistan has made it difficult for girls to be educated. You think of in India, the outrageous problems with sexual violence against girls and women. In that part of the world, there is a critical mass of people who reject these kinds of attitudes. But we have hundreds and maybe thousands of years of the social practices that have placed women and girls far down in the power and violence relationships in society. I mean, I hope that at least for a time, with the global notoriety that comes with the Nobel Peace Prize, this will help those who are fighting for these rights in those countries. But ultimately, a Nobel Prize is a temporary thing. The advocates and the campaigners and the governments in those societies need to rally behind this and really unite to end violence against children.
UNICEF spokesman Dale Rutstein speaking with VOA's Francis Alonso, and she can be heard each week right here on VOA with her Women Rising series.